$58 billion to our Hoosier bottom line every year, but that number can be even bigger.
He says there are significant benefits to meeting face-to-face with ag business leaders in their home countries, as he met with Brazilian business partners with several Indiana-based ag companies, including Corteva, Elanco, and Salimftech.
We've made some progress on some projects that we've been working on while we were at home, but we've made more progress here. Details yet to be shared, but I agree. And confidence that they will materialize. And we have some new prospects and some new possibilities.
In addition, the governor says he's been using this opportunity to push our trade partners in Brazil and Mexico into buying more Indiana-grown and produced products in order to raise the value of those products for Indiana's producers.
Any trip I go on, you have to sell. And we need Indiana ag in the world.
And while Holcomb's time as governor will come to an end in early January of next year, he says he's still going full throttle when it comes to growing Indiana's ag economy.
It's paramount of importance to go out and meet your customers. That's what needs to happen. I've got 270 days left, 6,480 hours, and I pledge to do it to my last hour, selling Indiana and selling Indiana ag.
I'm CJ Miller.
And I'm Eric Pfeiffer. Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
This is WAOV's Midday Edition. With Tom Lee.
It is 57 degrees in Vincennes, and good morning to you. This is Midday Edition right here from the WAOV studios. Coming up 11:32 with your complete look at news, weather, sports, ag news, business news, and more, heading all the way up to Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. That's on the way at 12:06 on WAOV. Let's go ahead right now and take your first look at news from the WAOV News Center. I'm Tom Lee with a look at news for Midday Edition on this Monday, April the 22nd, 2024. More than 100 men and women were released from the Knox County Community Corrections Center near the beginning of April. All community corrections offenders were sent home with the GPS ankle monitors. Officials say it was the result of a major water leak at the building across the courthouse from 8th Street. They left the building with no water. The new Community Corrections Center on Old Decker Road opens today. Offenders released are required now to return to the new facility. An open house for the new Community Corrections facility was held late yesterday at the site. The Indiana Military Museum has unveiled its latest showpiece, a T-34 Russian tank, currently on display in the museum annex. A dedication ceremony happened on Saturday to welcome the tank to Vincennes. The vehicle came to the United States in 1991. Before coming to Vincennes, it was displayed in a now-closed military museum in Wisconsin. J.D. Strange with the Indiana Military Museum says it's not just the tank, but all the authentic military pieces that have their own stories to tell.
Many of the pieces, some of their life maybe not been that grand. They might have seen some serious action, but they're here now and on display.
And the Indiana Military Museum is located on South 6th Street in Vincennes. More information is available by calling the Indiana Military Museum. A Bloomington man faces attempted murder and other charges after he drove a stolen truck into a man, allegedly pinning him against his vehicle. It happened over the weekend in southern Vigo County after the victim and his girlfriend pulled into a driveway. The man who was pinned shot and struck the attacker, who fled on foot and stole another vehicle. A related pursuit then ended in Sullivan County. Police arrested 35-year-old Dustin Reeker on charges of attempted murder, also criminal recklessness, resisting law enforcement, and vehicle theft. It was also determined that Reeker was under the influence of drugs and alcohol. The man who was injured, as well as Reeker, were taken to the hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. An initial investigation does not indicate any type of relationship or previous interactions between the victims and suspect. The investigation continues. Vincent Streborn is leading a campaign to get rid of invasive Bradford pears across the city. Bradford pear trees are among the invasive species being targeted by city officials. Tree Board member Dennis Cordes says a separate private fund is being set up to help take out the invasive trees on private land in Vincennes.
The idea is to get money into the Tree Board's donation account. We have a separate account where people can just donate. It's a little more open to things like trees that aren't in the city's right of way.
And former George Rogers Clark National Park Superintendent Frank Doofman is now working with nonprofit invasive species management group, and he believes public awareness of the problem is a major step forward.
If we can just start the process of getting people to be aware of what they're planting and what potential problems it has, that's where we're starting.
And the groups are working with the Knox County Soil and Water Conservation District toward planting native species and eliminating invasive ones. An inmate at the Greene County Jail has passed away. The Greene County Sheriff's Office's 42-year-old Lee Paff had, quote, an unknown medical event. Staff say they began life-saving measures on her before she was taken to the hospital where she died. Her death right now is being investigated. Saturday was an unofficial holiday for pot smokers, also known as 420 Day. Over the weekend, those trying to legalize marijuana in Indiana are growing more optimistic in their efforts. However, right now, any use of the weed is still completely illegal in Indiana. Keith Johnson is a lobbyist with the Indiana group Normal, N-O-R-M-L. He says at this point, it's not facts keeping pot illegal, but a stigma from years of anti-pot propaganda. He said it's a hard stigma to overcome, but he believes it's slowly dying off. It is 11:37 at WAOV's Midday Edition, and we're currently at 57 degrees in Vincennes. The life and death report's on the way in just a few minutes, along with a check of the weather forecast and a look at sports and another check of news. That's all within the next 10 minutes. This is Midday Edition on WAOV.
Indiana.
My name is Taylor McLean, and my brother saved 5 lives. In 2016, when my brother, Hoosier race car driver Brian Clausen, tragically died in a racing accident, he became a hero because of his decision to be an organ donor. That decision has inspired countless others to do the same.
He didn't just give somebody his heart. There were several people that were recipients of him, and that's powerful.
NASCAR champ Ryan Newman sat down with Indiana Donor Network and shared how signing up to be an organ donor is bigger than one person.
I mean, to think about what you can do for yourself is one thing, but what you can do for so many others is powerful. And I'm just proud to be a part of what Brian and his family had started in Indiana Donor Network and the Driven to Save Lives campaign.
Learn more or sign up as an organ donor at DrivenToSaveLives.org.
Here's another community announcement for you from 97.7 WAOV. You can join the Sisters of Providence for song, quiet contemplation, and inspired readings during the Ecumenical Taizé Prayer live stream services. That is held 7 to 8 p.m. on the second Tuesday of each month and includes prayer, beautiful music, and time for silence. You can find the live stream at taize.sistersofprovidence.org. That's a community announcement from WAOV.
Folks ask, Salty Pete, what's the best part of being a pirate? Hello? It's all the buried treasure. I've been following this here treasure map all day. Time to dig. Oh, I once knew a lesson, old Charlie was... Arr!
You just hit a power line.
Contact Indiana 811 at least 2 working days before picking up a shovel. It's the only way to dig. Learn more at 811.safedigindiana.com. Sponsored by the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission and aired by the station.
Here is the life and death report now for WAOV. Funeral services for 79-year-old Nancy Tripp will be conducted That will be on Wednesday morning at 11. That'll be at the Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home. Tripp passed away on April the 14th. Visitation will be 4 until 8 tomorrow evening. Burial will be in the Memorial Park Cemetery. Funeral services for 51-year-old John Wayne Lindsay of Bicknell will be conducted. That will be with funeral services at 1 p.m. on Thursday. That'll be at Frederick and Son McLeod Funeral Home, Bicknell Chapel. Lindsay passed away in Jasper on April the 18th. Visitation to the time of the service, burial in the Freelandville Cemetery. Online condolences may be made at frederickandson.com, and monetary expenses may be made to the funeral home to defray funeral expenses. Funeral services for 78-year-old Charles Boyd will be conducted with services to be held at 1 p.m. on Thursday at Duesterberg Frederick Funeral Home. Boyd passed away in Evansville on April the 14th. Visitation to the time of the service, burial will be with military graveside honors in Memorial Park Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to the St. Jude's Children's Hospital. Mr. Boyd had served in the U.S. Army. Funeral services for 85-year-old Ron Thomas will be conducted with a memorial service today. That'll be 4 to 7 at Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home in Vincennes. Thomas, former Vincennes fire chief, passed away on March the 29th. And memorial contributions to the Vincennes Lincoln Athletic Booster Club, Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, again in charge of arrangements. And funeral services will be held today. That'll be with a massive Christian burial at St. Vincent Catholic Church. That's for 86-year-old Jerry McGahee. He passed away on April the 13th. Burial will be in the Mount Calvary Cemetery. Memorial donations to the St. Francis Xavier Catholic Church. And online condolences at GoodwinSeaversFH.com. More obituary information is available anytime at WAOVAM.com. That's the Life and Death Report. Weather presented by the YMCA of Vincennes. Work out according to your schedule 24-7 at the Wellness Center. With access to the weight and cardio rooms, register at the desk during business hours for your key fob for a one-time fee of $10. Making it convenient for you to work out, the YMCA of Vincennes. The WAOV forecast now from the Brian Stevens Erie Insurance Weather Center. Some areas of frost possible through late morning, then sunny, high of 66. Partly cloudy tonight, the low near 47. Some showers possible tomorrow early. And look for a high near 68 and then 64 Wednesday. Making your day better with absolutely nothing. See how Mark and Mark do it today at 3. WAOV. Here is a check of sports from Midday Edition on WAOV. On the WAOV sports calendar today, Lincoln will play North Knox on the road at North Knox High School starting at 5. That game on 105.7 WUZR today. The Revay baseball team will travel to Mount Vernon at 6:15. Lincoln girls softball team will host Modern Day at 6, that one live stream at WZDM.com. Lincoln tennis team plays at Northeast Dubois at 5. South Knox tennis team will visit Sullivan also with a 5 o'clock start. Lincoln golf team welcomes Evansville Harrison at Evansville Central. That's a 5:30 go there. And Lincoln track teams run at Princeton at 5:45. In a game you heard yesterday on WAOV, the Cardinals could not hit in the clutch, and they lose 2-0 to the Milwaukee Brewers at Busch Stadium. They went 0-9 with runners in scoring position and left 10 men on base. Sonny Gray was charged with his first loss, although he struck out 12 and gave up just 2 hits over 6 1/3 innings. Cardinals at 9-13. They will send Lance Lynn to the mound tonight against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Indiana Pacers down 1-0 in their series to the Milwaukee Bucks. Pascal Siakam led all scorers with 36 points and 13 rebounds for a double-double, 17 out of Miles Turner, along with 8 boards. Indiana will try to even the series when they take on the Bucks tomorrow in game number 2. Scottie Scheffler on the verge of another victory on the PGA Tour. Scheffler sitting atop the leaderboard right now at 20 under par through 15 holes in the fourth round of the RBC Heritage that has been suspended due to darkness. That tournament finishing up this morning. And Shohei Ohtani's two-run blast in the third inning of the LA Dodgers win 10-0 over the New York Mets on Sunday. Not your typical home run. It was 176 of Ohtani's big league career that moves him past former Yankees star Hideki Matsui for most homers by a Japanese-born Major League Baseball player. Right now, the Dodgers' designated hitter is hitting .368 with 5 homers, 13 RBIs, and also 5 stolen bases. And Tyler Reddick emerged from the dust as the winner of the Geico 500 at Talladega, winner of the number 45, the driver, actually, of the number 45 car stuck by Brad Keselowski following Michael McDowell's block attempt, which took out most of the field on the final lap. Keselowski second, but Noah Gragson, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., and Alex Bowman finishing out the top 5. Last week's Echo Park Automotive winner Chase Elliott was 15th. NASCAR Cup drivers now shift their focus to the Dover Motor Speedway for the Worth 400 coming up on Sunday. And that is a check of sports. I'm Tom Lee for WAOV Sports.
Congratulations goes out to Vincent Lincoln High School senior Caden McCrary, the Tri-State Orthopedics WCDM Athlete of the Week. Caden is a 4-year letter winner in baseball at Lincoln. This year, he had 3 RBIs in the home opener against Ligoti, a 7-3 Lincoln win. He also had 4 letters in tennis and was a member of this year's sectional championship tennis team. In the classroom, Caden has a 3.6 grade point average. For more on Caden, go to WCDM.com.
Here is another community announcement from WAOV. Cross-stitching, crocheting, and sharing ideas, that's what is going on the third Saturday of every month at the Bethlehem General Baptist Church Fellowship Hall. They encourage anyone who wants to increase or learn those skills and fellowship with new and old friends to join them for food, fun, and learning. It's for both men and women at the Bethlehem General Baptist Church, third Saturday of each month.
Shop before you shop to maximize your savings and make every dollar go further. Check out the TOC Big Deals store. You'll find gift cards and gift certificates to area businesses at discounted prices from 20 to 50% off. Save money when you go out to eat, go golfing, buy shoes, shop for jewelry, and more. From goods and services to events and entertainment. Search by city, search by category, or check out our clearance category for even more savings. Open 24/7. Go to tocbigdeals.com. That's tocbigdeals.com.
In retirement, I thought my husband and I would enjoy going places together. Our son's drinking interfered with our plans. We worried about him and our grandchildren and didn't know where to go for help. We found help and support at Al-Anon family group meetings in hospitals, churches, and schools. Is someone's drinking troubling you? You might be surprised at what you can learn at an Al-Anon family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
It is 11:48, and right now in Vincennes, 57 degrees under pretty much clear skies right now. Let's go ahead and take another look at news from the WAOV News Center. I'm Tom Lee reporting. The Knox County Library Board has heard an update on work to the library's Community Learning Kitchen program. Learning Kitchen is located in the kitchen area of the Vincennes Fort Knightley Club on 6th Street. The kitchen's wellness advisors, Sarah Wolf and Tiffany Maranaka, updated the board on successes of the kitchen to this point. The Community Learning Kitchen is sponsored by the Knox County Community Foundation and the Indiana Department of Health. Knox County Sheriff's deputies arrested a Bicknell woman last night following a reported domestic incident on West 11th in Bicknell. Officers responded to the location and arrested 43-year-old Deanna Smith. Smith is charged with domestic battery with a deadly weapon and possession of between 5 and 10 grams of methamphetamine. Smith is currently being held without bond in the Knox County Jail. Earthquakes in the Midwest will be the theme of an Earth Day presentation. That'll be late this afternoon at the Knox County Public Library. Vincennes University Assistant Professor Andrew Smith will deliver the address at this evening's session. That'll be held in the library's sunroom starting at 5. The presentation open to the public. The Knox County Library itself is located at 7th and Hart in Vincennes. The Vincennes Animal Shelter is at full capacity right now on dogs at its location on River Road. A good number of dogs have come from stray dog captures in county areas outside of Vincennes. Vincennes Animal Shelter Director Leah Reagan says county dogs are taking up a lot of room at this point.
Probably 50% of the dogs that we have at the shelter are from the county. We've taken in probably 41 or 42 dogs from the county just since the first of the year, so they're keeping us at full capacity.
And in response, city officials have approved another full-time worker for the animal shelter, and it's a move that Reagan welcomes.
We're extremely happy and grateful that we do have another full-time employee now to help us keep up with the demand.
Knox County officials pay $250 per dog to the city's animal shelter. That money is what helped fund a new full-time worker. City officials remind everyone to keep up on the city's Washington Avenue project through the city's phone app. Currently, Washington Avenue closed from Kelso Creek Bridge southward to Emerson Avenue. That includes the intersection of Washington Avenue and Niblack Boulevard. The city app put out by Vincennes Mayor Joe Yoakum, and it includes the latest information on city street closures and other happenings. Pike Gibson Water will continue spring flushing. That goes from today through May 3rd. That'll be from Glasson southward on State Road 57 to County Road 125 south in Oakland City. And on all side county roads, flushing will take place from 7 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Central Time. That's 8 to 4:30 Eastern. Customers in those areas avoid to wash white clothing when flushing is taking place in their area. It is 11:52 at WAOV's Midday Edition, and we are currently at 57 degrees in Vincennes. Stay tuned. Hoosier Ag Today, Ag News and more coming up. This is Midday Edition on WAOV.
Had enough of these rhinos? Republicans in name only. Fake conservatives who betray us every chance they get, like Rhino Mark Messmer. Career politician Mark Messmer's been in office since 2008, where he raised our taxes, voted against Indiana's abortion ban, and was kicked out of leadership. Too establishment for the establishment. And Mexico Mark Messmer authored bills to give illegals in-state tuition and driver's licenses. Then there's broken budgets Rhino John Hostetler, 12 years in the D.C. swamp. On Hostetler's watch, the national debt grew by nearly $4 billion. He voted against the balanced budget amendment and term limits. Rhino's Mark Messmer and John Hostetler. Everything that's wrong with Washington. It's time to tell them no. Richard Moss, pro-life, pro-Trump, and America first. He'll end Biden's illegal immigration nightmare and bring fiscal sanity back to Washington. Real conservative Richard Moss for Congress.
I am Dr. Richard Moss, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Moss for Congress.
Possibilities are all around us. We see potential in unexpected places. And when we share our knowledge, vision, and connections, we turn great ideas into action. Together, we can make real change happen. We're Rotary. We are people of action. Get involved today at rotary.org/action.
Listen up. Are you tired of getting bad money advice from some dude writing blogs in his mother's basement? Well, our Baby Steps plan actually works, and it's helped millions get out of debt, save for retirement, and build wealth. No matter where you are in your journey, you can win with money. The Ramsey Personalities and I will show you how right here on The Ramsey Show.
Catch The Ramsey Show here on WAOV, News Knox County, 97.7 FM and AM 1450.
fund short covering is back in the wheat market today, and now corn and soybean futures are following higher. This is Hoosier Ag Today's Monday midday farm market update. Geopolitical tensions have eased from last week, but the wheat rally is back. Will it hold on, or will this be an opportunity to sell before the session ends? And as the strong dollar has come back to even, corn futures have moved higher, up 4 cents on May at 437.5, July 447.25, up 4.25, Dees up 4 at 470.25, May beans 11.55.25, up almost a nickel, July up an even nickel at 11.70.75, Novi up 6 at 11.67, May wheat 572.75, up 22.5. The meats are up 2, June live cattle 177.30, up $1.62, June lean hogs 105.42, 60 cents higher. I'm Andy Eubank, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Got issues with youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit, offers more than 1,000 free online resources for youth and high school sports coaches, parents, students, and administrators. Visit pcadevzone.org.
The WAOV forecast now from the Brian Stevens Erie Insurance Weather Center. Some sunny conditions today. A bit warmer, a high of 66. Partly cloudy tonight. Low near 47. Then for tomorrow, some showers likely early. Otherwise, partly sunny, a high of 68. And then a high near 64 Wednesday. Join us right here for the morning chat weekdays at 10 on WAOV. Helping kids avoid underage drinking. Here's another community announcement from WAOV. Nearly a quarter of people aged 12 to 20 reported drinking alcohol. The consequences can be calamitous. The words and actions of one person can make a positive difference in the lives of others. Help prevent underage drinking by being involved in young people's lives. Talk, they listen. A word to help prevent underage drinking throughout the area. It's political talk with a side of humor. Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they bring you information on the hot topics of the day, but do it in a lighthearted, humorous way. They're making sense of it all and having some fun doing it. Have fun with them and learn something while you're at it. It's Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, noon to 3 weekdays on WAOV.
Congratulations goes out to Vincent Lincoln High School senior Caden McCrary, the Tri-State Orthopedics WCDM Athlete of the Week. Caden is a four-year letter winner in baseball at Lincoln. This year, he had 3 RBIs in the home opener against Ligoti, a 7-3 Lincoln win. He also had 4 letters in tennis and was a member of this year's sectional championship tennis team. In the classroom, Caden has a 3.6 grade point average. For more on Caden, go to WCDM.com.
Can't wait till after lunch for your local news, sports, and obituaries? You don't have to. WAOV 97.7 FM and 1450 AM broadcast local news 24 hours a day. And your subscription cost? Absolutely zero. Local news, sports, weather, and obituaries on air, on time, and online at newsknockcounty.com and News Talk 1450 and 97.7 WAOV.
It is 11:58 right now at 97.7 WAOV. Fox News is next. This is Midday Edition.
News is next on your news and information station, 97.7 and 1450 AM WAOV, 97.3 WAOV, Washington.
News. I'm Chris Foster. In opening statements at his trial in New York, former President Trump's accused of taking part in a conspiracy to affect the 2016 election by covering up payments to conceal accusations of affairs. Trump, heading into court, calls this case election interference.
I'm here instead of being able to be in Pennsylvania and Georgia and lots of other places campaigning.
Defense opening statement follows. The Supreme Court hears a case today about bans on homeless people sleeping outside when there's no shelter space available and agrees to consider a case about so-called ghost guns made from kits.
A 2022 Biden administration rule requires unfinished firearm parts to be licensed and include serial numbers. Manufacturers must also carry out background checks for sales. But lower courts struck down that regulation.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. The regulation is in effect now, pending litigation. America's listening to Fox News.
We thank you for joining us on Midday Edition from the WAOV studios. It is 12:01 at WAOV, and let's take another look at news right now from the WAOV News Center. I'm Tom Lee reporting. More than 100 men and women were released from the Knox County Community Corrections Center near the beginning of April. All community corrections offenders were sent home with GPS ankle monitors. Officials say it was the result of a major water leak, leaving the building without water. The new Community Corrections Center opens today. Offenders released will be required, though, to return to that new facility today. An open house was held yesterday for that facility. The Indiana Military Museum has unveiled its latest showpiece, a T-34 Russian tank currently on display in the museum's annex. A dedication ceremony happened on Saturday to welcome the tank to Vincennes. The vehicle came to the United States in 1991. Before coming to Vincennes, it was displayed in a now-closed military museum in Wisconsin. J.D. Strange is with the Indiana Military Museum and says not just the tank, but all of their authentic military pieces have their own stories to tell.
Many of the pieces, some of their life maybe not been that grand. They might have seen some serious action, but they're here now and on display.
And the Indiana Military Museum is located on South 6th Street in Vincennes. More information available by calling the museum. A Bloomington man faces attempted murder and other charges after he allegedly drove a stolen truck into a man in southern Vigo County. The man who was pinned and then shot and struck his attacker, who then fled on foot and stole another vehicle, allegedly. A related pursuit ended in Sullivan County. 35-year-old Dustin Reeker, now charged with attempted murder, criminal recklessness, resisting law enforcement, and vehicle theft. Vincennes Tree Board is heading a campaign to get rid of invasive Bradford pears across the city. Bradford pear trees are among the invasive species being targeted by city officials. Tree Board member Dennis Cortis says a separate private fund is being set up to help take out the invasive trees on private property in Vincennes.
The idea is to get money into the Tree Board's donation account. We have a separate account where people can just donate. It's a little more open to things like trees that aren't in the city's right of way.
Various groups are working with the Knox County Soil and Water Conservation on that effort. It is 12:04. You are listening to Midday Edition on WAOV.
Your car or truck in need of repair? Call Coombs Automotive now and get your auto in top condition for the months ahead. Whether you need an oil change, new exhaust, or brake repair, call Coombs Automotive 812-886-5648. Since 1987, Coombs Automotive has been selling and servicing Jasper engines and transmissions. Stop by Coombs Automotive today, a locally owned and operated repair center for over 33 years. Coombs Automotive Vincennes at 6th Street Road, then right on Schoolhouse Road.
Here's another community announcement now on WAOV. Early Head Start pregnant moms will have free and fun learning for the whole family with one-on-one support, hands-on learning and guidance, real-life tips, and continued services after delivery. For more information, you can get a hold of the PACE Community Action Agency serving Knox, Sullivan, Greene, and Davies counties. Get more information by contacting Pace Community Action Agency. You want to think about nothing on Mondays? So these guys, it's Mark and Mark, Mondays at 3 on WAOV. Mark Hill and Mark McNeese and the original show talking about absolutely nothing. Give your brain a bit of a break on Mondays. I know you deserve it. It's Mark and Mark, 3 o'clock every Monday afternoon, right here on WAOV. Because as always, when it comes to nothing, these guys are really something. The WAOV forecast now from the Brian Stevens Erie Insurance Weather Center. Some sunny conditions today. A bit warmer, a high of 66. Partly cloudy tonight, low near 47. And for tomorrow, some showers likely early. Otherwise, partly sunny, a high of 68. And then a high near 64 Wednesday. Join us right here for the morning chat, weekdays at 10 on WAOV.